From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. At least 10 people, including some officials, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped Somalia's capital on Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. The first blast occurred at the popular Nasr Abloh 2 hotel, which al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Somali officials said at least three gunmen are still inside, exchanging gunfire with security forces. Reports say Abdinasir Garan Ahmed, a former lawmaker and a police commander, was among those killed at the hotel. Abdikadir Abdurrahman Adam, head of Amin Ambulance, told VOA they transported 17 wounded from the scene. The Nasr Abloh 2 hotel is located near Somalia's presidential palace and is frequently used by Somali politicians. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several major news outlets. The grand jury's action, resulting from the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller, was first reported by CNN on Friday evening. It quoted sources as saying anyone who is charged could be taken into custody as soon as Monday. The exact charges are unclear. Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC News have subsequently issued similar reports. All the reports have been attributed to unnamed sources. President Donald Trump on Saturday visited his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. His three tweets so far during the day have not referenced the reports. This is VOA News. The political crisis in Spain deepened Friday as lawmakers in the Catalan regional parliament voted to officially declare independence from Madrid. The Spanish government responded by invoking constitutional law to impose direct rule on the region and call snap elections there for December 21st. Setting the stage for a confrontation with Catalan authorities and raising fears the crisis could turn violent. Henry Ridgewell has more.
In a vote boycotted by the opposition Friday, regional lawmakers voted to declare independence from Spain. Catalonia's president called on supporters to remain peaceful.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Just over an hour later, Madrid delivered its response. Senators voted to approve the triggering of Article 155 of the Constitution, allowing the government to dissolve the Catalan Parliament. After an emergency cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister announced he would impose direct rule on Catalonia and called snap regional elections. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
A U.S. service member was killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province late Friday. NATO's Resolute Support Mission Office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. General John Nicholson, commander of the RS forces, expressed his heartfelt sympathies to the families of the victims. Earlier, the Taliban had claimed responsibility for downing the helicopter. The insurgent group often makes claims that later turn out to be false. A senior Afghan government official has disappeared in neighboring Pakistan, where he was seeking medical treatment in a private capacity, officials revealed Saturday. The deputy governor of the eastern Kunar province, Qazi Muhammad Nabi, was in Peshawar before being abducted. His relatives informed the Afghan consulate in the northwestern Pakistani city. No one has claimed responsibility for the alleged kidnapping. Parliamentary elections were held in Iceland Saturday as the nation tries to overcome a political scandal that has provoked anger among voters. Prime Minister Bjarni Benediktsson, a member of the center-right Independence Party, called the election last month after a member of her three-party center-right coalition resigned over a legal conflict involving his father. The political landscape on the island has also been rattled by the implication of several politicians and members of the financial elite in the Panama Papers scandal that exposed worldwide tax evasion networks. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.